In today's trending story, Steve Harvey, you are trending. You,
yes,
Steve
you
Harvey,
are
trending and trending
what
big.
What are you doing now?
Well, yesterday, Tommy, your uncle, on his talk show.
Always something. What is
his special guest, her name was Miss Duranis Pace. She had a very emotional story and such a wonderful spirit with some powerful, powerful TV. It had your uncle crying. Take a listen.
I didn't know if I was going to be alive. God now kept me alive to see you, sir. And I'm just glad to be here. I can go to heaven now. I can go to heaven. That don't take much for me. Mr. Steve Harvey, he's a good man. He loves the Lord. And he'll give you a heaven hand. Can somebody say yes?
That was powerful,
wow.
Steve.
I saw it yesterday. It was very powerful.
I
TV,
didn't see
Steve.
The interview.
But you were there.
Yeah, he was kind of right there by the interview.
Is she one of the Pace sisters, Steve?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
You know, we bought on because her video had went viral of her singing a gospel song. It was totally unexpected. We got to talking about so many different things. Man, I don't know how they edited it down. I haven't seen it. Somebody sent me a clip, a really short clip, and it was just emotional for me because we were talking. I don't know if it's probably the first time I've said it out loud. I know on TV about having the responsibility of taking my mother off life support, which was really a rough thing for me to do, man. I've done a lot of crazy stuff in my day. I done some hard stuff, but this one was tough.
Wow.
And then we got to talking about that, and then we started talking about, you know, just heaven and stuff. And it was such a real, raw conversation because it was so unrehearsed and unplanned. Wasn't no produced segment. Wasn't no you ask her this, then she going to say that. It was none of that. It truly was a spiritual
organic
moment for me because this woman was saying some stuff to me. I don't know how much of the interview went on TV, but she said some stuff to me, man. That was really, really deep and touching to me. And I knew, it was sort of crazy, man. I could feel my mother's spirit talking to me.
Yeah, because you were really emotional, Steve.
Because I know how my mother talked to me. And this woman was talking to me like my mama.
Wow. All right, well, coming up next, Steve, at 34 after the hour, tell us more about this interview with Ms. Duranis Pace right after this. All right, today's trending story is Steve Harvey's viral video and his emotional, powerful interview with Ms. Duranis Pace. Steve, Ms. Duranis was so inspiring, and you really brought everyone to tears. Take a listen to this.
You know, my mama raised me to, she said, Steve, God gonna give you a big house on the hill one day. He say, but you can't get on the hill and don't tell nobody else how to get up there.
Jeez.
That was the hardest thing I ever did, you know, to tell a doctor, take my mama off life support.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I suffered with that for a long time, you know.
Yes.
So I was raised where she in heaven now, you know.
Yes, she is.
And she watches me.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
She sees.
Yes, sir.
I just hope she's seeing today.
Yes, sir.
Watching this moment right here.
Yes, sir.
I really, only reason I straighten up, start doing right, because I just want to see her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You going to see her.
Woo, amen. Wow, Steve. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This was on yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, it got taped a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. But it aired yesterday.
It was sort of crazy, man. But I was, somebody sent it to me on Steve Harvey FM. And, you know, it's sort of crazy, man. You know, you try not to, you know, it's almost like, I don't care what you do. It's an amazing thing, man, that I really had to come to terms with the purpose of haters. because, you know, I was, when I had Victoria Osteen on the show the other week.
Oh, yeah.
And she said something that I had never quite heard put that way. She said that the devil is not interested in you. He's just interested in making sure you don't get to your destiny. Mm-hmm. That the devil's real interest is not you, because he don't care nothing about you. But what his job is to be a deterrent so that you don't ever get to your destiny. And so what I've learned about the trolls and the haters, that they're actually doing work for Satan. They're his imps. And their job is to throw you off course.
Get in the way.
Yeah, man.
It's
to keep you out of your destiny.
That's right.
And it's sort of crazy, man, because you look at some of the comments. I just read some comments that this girl had sent me from Steve Harvey's FM. Everything was so positive. It's like crazy. Like, I'm not really messed up about this or anything. And, you know, because I've really come to the term of understanding. And this one woman, in the middle of all of this positivity, you know, people remembering their mother and remembering how hard it is for them to you know, everybody on this show knows this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, with the exception of Tommy, but Tommy done lost his dad. So, I mean, we all have felt the pain of loss.
Yeah,
you know, and so, you know, even in the middle of that, when people are just grappling with that, this woman said, I don't really care for Steve Harvey. It's cool. It's, I'm
but proving
the point.
You know we get protective, though.
No,
you
but I'm showing you the...
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm showing y'all the point
that
Satan is not interested in you. Mm-hmm. He's interested in you keeping you from your destiny. And if you're not careful, these little comments that you hear can help you miss the real valid point of what the whole mission of the interview was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And so, man, you have to be careful. And so I was just reading along, and this woman goes, I don't really care for Steve Harvey because of the stuff his ex-wife has said about him. And I just went, wow, that's amazing that you would miss. Okay, but let me tell you this. If I was anything she said I was, God can't change people.
Right.
Man, you don't get allowed to get it right.
Come on, second
man.
Chances, third chances.
That's
what amazed me.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
And you bought Miss Pace a car on this episode.
Yes, he did.
What?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
yes,
you
he
go.
Did.
Go ahead, big dog.
Yeah, he did.
Now, that's a blessing right there, for sure.
Boy, you and Jesus done it again. Well, y'all two something else, ain't
All right, thank you, guys. Nephew, you're up next with a prank phone call right after this.